USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukraine is now accusing Moscow of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of civilians from shattered Ukrainian cities to Russia, where they may be used as hostages to pressure Kyiv to give up. Ukraine's spokesperson said that 402,000 people, including 84,000 children, have already been kidnapped to Russia. The Kremlin gave nearly identical numbers for those who have been relocated, but said they chose to go to Russia. Ukraine's rebel-controlled eastern regions are predominantly Russian-speaking, and many people have supported close ties to Moscow. Judge Clarence Thomas has now been discharged from Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C., 1 week after being admitted for treatment of an infection. No further information has been provided on his diagnosis, treatment, or prognosis. Initially, Supreme Court spokeswoman Patricia McCabe said in a statement that he would only be in the hospital for a day or two. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.